On this computer. 3, 2, 1. Pretty close.
Emergency pod.
Hello. We're back.
Hello. We've brought you all here to discuss a very important couple of topics.
Yes.
No bitching, no crying, no moaning. Finish the league strong. What's going on? What's up, Ben?
Oh,
Sorry to jump right in there. Usually we do a little banter back and forth.
we didn't plan that little, monologue, but that was fantastic. From the new dad, a lot of perspective. Congratulations, by the way, on being 8-2 and a father.
Appreciate it. The two
Yeah,
things are tied together, I'd say.
I'd say so. What's up with the pack? Pack haven't lost?
Haven't lost. I
Shit.
haven't lost. Well, I did lose a eliminator pool. I picked the Bengals over the Texans, and
Oh, how?
Stroud's
Stroud
the
is
truth.
him. He's him.
Bengals were kind of nice, right? They just beat the Niners. I was like,
Oh,
this is the
Bengals are
best
very
team.
nice. Guess who's better? CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
So, we have a few things to talk about today. We are going to get to our usual banter, the usual things that we talk about, as in what's happening in our fantasy league, what happened last week, what we think will happen this week, matchup of the week, etc. But we have something more important to get to first, and I think it comes down to honor and integrity. What is it?
I mean, I kind of feel like I was the last one to actually do a punishment in this league.
What are we doing? Can we take ourselves seriously? Like
what'd your wife say?
Sam said, it's a cop out that if Mike
Yeah.
wants to do Snapchat for his health vlog. And here's the thing. We're going to go in a lot of different directions. We're going to spend the first, I'd say, 10 to 12 minutes on this. So if you want to get to the core fantasy stuff, you can go ahead and skip through this because this is going to be
I'll put
leading.
the timeline on the description, but I
Absolutely.
do think we all need to hear this.
We do. All right. Here's the thing. Was it agreed upon in principle that this will be done? The punishment will be done. It will be a 1 minute health vlog on Instagram. Yeah. I think we can all say
100%.
that. 100%.
At the very least, social media, not a
Yes.
messenger app like Snapchat.
No. And the thing is, the way Mike phrased it up really kind of ticked me off because he was saying, oh, I'm not going to put the effort into it and Snapchat goes away. Oh, so you're pretty much not going to do it. What's up with that? He's a
Sad.
commissioner. He's a
He won it
commissioner.
last year.
Yeah.
So the rules only apply when you're winning? Is
Yeah.
that what I'm seeing?
You think you can bring a bottle of mustard to the draft and call it a day? No, you can't.
We should real quick put a caveat on this. Mike doesn't have to do the punishment
No way.
if he doesn't come in last.
Right. He.
You're 2-8. You know, our
There's.
records combined were 500, but there's a bunch of teams that are 3-7, four
Yeah.
and six.
He's
There's a lot
got.
of season left.
He's just a game back. I think it might have been because I sent my preview text on Sunday morning when I was just getting excited for football. I said, if a few things fall a
Right.
certain way, guess
And they
what?
did.
They
All
didn't.
those things. Well, all the things that you said did happen. Mike lost. He's two games.
Well, no,
You.
if Rob had won and if Evan had won, then they both would have, there would have been a
Oh.
two game divide. But he's only one game in the shitter.
Back. Yeah.
So I just think it's a little soft to go ahead and start backing out of the punishment with 4 weeks to go when this is the best part of the fantasy season. I mean, guys are picking up Noah Brown off waivers and winning games with him and just, people are making moves.
Well, DeMario Douglas, Pop Douglas on the bench.
This is the fun part.
Yeah.
And so I don't want Mike or Rob or Evan or whoever else finishes last to do this half-ass. And I think we need to
So we
somehow.
know Evan won't. Well, maybe. I haven't heard from the guy. I think I've been left unread on my last four text messages.
Interesting. I think he will come back from the dead if he does finish last. I actually have a lot of faith in that.
That'll hype him up.
Yo,
He
yeah.
wants to do it.
He wants to. Do you think he might throw a few weeks here?
The only thing that would upset me is if he trades another one of his good players to Connor.
I
If
know.
he wants to trade somebody to like Mike or one of these other shitty teams, then go for it.
That's
But
fine. Yeah.
Don't trade it to Johnny. Don't trade it to me. Don't trade it to Trey. Don't trade it to Brad. Don't trade it to you. If they're in the playoffs, they're in the playoff race. Even these 4-6 teams are kind of in the playoff race, but
right.
I don't know, man. This has been a tough season.
What's our solution?
Not like records. I think we just like knuckle up and be men. And when you have to do a punishment, you just do it.
You do it.
I've written a book report. Yeah. I've had to do a beer mile.
You finished last a lot.
Yeah, I finished last a lot. And now that's why I talk shit, because I've been at the bottom.
Right.
I deserve to talk shit.
Right. So I think we could bring it to a vote. I mean, I really think it is important that part of this is it goes out to your followers. And this would not be even the most embarrassing thing that Mike put out there on social media in Q4, assuming the punishment starts in Q4. It's not even close.
It's an easy punishment too.
Right. And he's got
it could be
abs.
Cool. He could do a cool thing. I gave everybody suggestions on cool things that they could do.
Mike could do a legitimately informative health vlog topic every
on
day.
Stretching.
Every day. Mike, you got 2 weeks on stretching, man. Like you act like
you're
it's
gonna do
be,
it anyways.
You act like it's gonna be
just
this
record
big
yourself when you're doing it.
Right. How about this? Mike, I will buy you a tripod.
If that's what's holding him back.
If that's what's holding you back. Are you worried about what you're going to do with your hand?
You know? Ricky Bobby, what do I do with my hands?
So I just think that on one
hand. We can
hand,
be better.
Yeah, we really can. We really can. I think that's what it comes down to. A thought. Was Sean ever kicked off Instagram, or does he just not have it?
I think he just never had it.
Just never had it. Okay.
I think Twitter, he was kicked off.
Twitter was kicked off. Yeah.
Instagram, I don't think he ever had.
Just never had. So, Sean's a core member of this league. Should Mike have
He's
to do it on,
sit.
Should he have to do it on Facebook. Instagram and then upload it to Facebook?
It's an easy button. You just click it.
Honestly,
you
can get a lot of likes. Like
People are like, dang, Mike's really taking his health seriously. Turned 30.
Tomas
I get it.
Trujillo's like, hell yeah, Mike. Like, just get some guys out there, throwing him some props. So I think
we're beating a dead horse. I think that we've made our point. And I would hope that the rest of the league is siding with us that punishment should be taken seriously.
Yeah. Should we talk about Rob if it's him? If Rob does it and gets it and doesn't do it, he's out.
He's out. That's out. Strike two, and we don't do three strikes here.
He's out.
No.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Can't get fooled again.
Strike three.
Yep.
Or something like that. So I think we've beaten a dead horse. Mike, if you have any qualms with this, you know where to find us.
Yep. In Garner. It's a long drive, but I'll be here.
All right, let's get to the fun stuff. Can we run through the standings currently?
Yeah, I like that idea.
Real quick,
want to start in the East or the West? Go right ahead.
How many weeks do we have left? Four? Is it this and then three more regular season weeks?
This is week 10. Regular season ends week 14.
So 11,
15,
12,
16,
13,
17.
11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, so four more weeks left. We got, a lot can happen. Mike could finish 6-8. We could finish with the same record. So
sorry, I got cat shit.
Oh, all right. Well, I might just riff for a second while Marbs is taking care of his cat. My dog, Gizmo, has diarrhea, went to the gym. Not a big deal. Came home, did the weighted vest at the gym, got back. Me and Sam came home, opened the door. He immediately comes out, so excited to play. Go out into the backyard, do a little back and forth. And then we come.
Did you fill all that air?
Oh, yeah, we filled all that air. I was talking about diarrhea. And then we come inside and he'd shit twice on the floor. So anyways, that's what I'm dealing with too. So 4 weeks left.
People wonder why we're not putting pods out on a weekly basis right now.
We got stuff going on, man. We got stuff. This is season 5. We're scratching and clawing to find episodes.
Is it our fault that punishments aren't being taken seriously? I mean, we're trying to get the pods out. I did the power rankings a couple times.
No way. That's far from our fault.
Okay. All right.
That's far from our
I
fault.
feel
You
a little
know,
bit responsible.
no, we shouldn't. I mean, we're keeping this thing alive.
Okay. All right.
So let's start in the East. We've got me 6-4 off a 2-game win streak. Tied with
Bradford. What was your last loss?
You?
Yeah.
My highest point scored of the season.
That was a good game.
That was a great game. We haven't talked. We haven't like done a pod.
Yeah, since we haven't pod since that one.
That was.
I don't. Fantastic. Did we even preview that game?
I don't
or we
know.
We just knew that that was the game of the week.
We knew that was right around baby time. Yeah. So it's been a hell of a run for you. We'll get to the West here in a second. So Bradford and I are tied at 6-4 atop the East. Both I'm 82% playoffs. He's at 79. Then you have
October ended and he started getting some wins again.
We're both on 2-game win streaks. I was hoping to get a little separation from him, but I've had no such luck. Then you've got Sean and Ian.
Who was on a win streak and he took an L.
Because
he was coming on you guys' heels.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it now. But still, a lot of games to play. Again, these guys, that's the cool part. These guys that are 4-6 could finish on a 4-game
win
streak.
They're in it. I think that you and Bradford don't win any more games.
Dude, shut the what?
6-8 it's finishes your division.
6-8 wins the East. So all that Rob and Evan have to do is go 3-1 over the last four games and they win the division.
And everybody tied? That would be crazy.
That would be
and
so
it's just
sick.
Points.
I wonder if that could mathematically happen with the matchups.
Yeah, I'm not going to do a deep dive on the remaining schedule, but I play Evan this week, so it's not likely that
he stops losing. We beat a dead horse on Mike. We've beaten a dead horse at the East is worse than the West.
Yep.
Fair enough. Not just today. We've beat it all season in the chat. You know, oh, who made these decisions?
Ian talked to me about it just like yesterday, 2 days ago. And I was like, bro, I brought it up week one.
He's like, dude, it's crazy. Have you seen the East? What's up with the East?
Because you get into your season, then you're like, wait, I could not make the playoffs, and it's like, why can't I make the playoffs? Oh, I have to play everybody in the West instead of everybody in the East, and I don't even have a chance to win my division.
That's tough.
Mike fucked up a lot. He should do 2 minutes of health if he's the loser. Everybody else can do a 1 minute.
My guy's fit. He has 2 minutes of content in his back pocket that doesn't need any prep time, and I'm gonna keep beating that horse. In the West, Johnny and Olave, your Waddle. 8-2. Nice. Hey, come
very
on.
Very nice. Thank
Dude,
you.
Eight
Thank
two,
you.
8-2 yep. through 10
they said
weeks
it couldn't be done.
Is huge. You're riding a 5-game win streak. John with a nice bounce back. He was 7-1, moved to 7-2, back up to 8-2. Trey Lasseter right there. Just as consistent as they come from a managerial standpoint.
I was glad he lost.
7-3.
Gives us a game in pocket.
Yeah. So you all sit at 99, 99, and 95% playoffs, respectively.
Pretty cool.
Tyreek 2K, 2 of the Moon, 5-5, coming off a loss to your boy.
That was a huge win.
That was the biggest win in my season. And
you guys were both hamstrung, but you just, you know,
I irked it
you
out.
Hit the waiver wire. You got the best guy.
That's what I do.
I don't know why wouldn't Connor be on the waiver wire? He's usually ready to flip players. But maybe he doesn't ever think to like play the guys that he picks up. That's kind of a bold strategy, right?
He just tries to deal them for way better players.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Didn't really work out. Devontae Adams, yikes.
5-5, still 71% chance of playoffs. So that would be assuming that he just fends off Bill Beane and Bijan Turds. So
no, well, the East does come into play. You and Bradford has a better record than him. You have a better record than him. One of you could win the division and have a better record than him. And then he would still be six.
Yeah, he would still be six. So he would need,
right now he's only a game ahead of Sean and Ian.
He would need Sean and Bill Beane or Billy Beane to jump him. Yeah. So that's how
we'll probably let's look at that more when we get to the matchups.
Right. Billy Beane 4-6, 29% chance. So I don't really know the difference between what his 4-6 is between Sean and Ian, but we'll get to that. Bijan with a 1% chance of playoffs.
So it's not over.
It's not over.
He's got a chance.
In the words of Chris Daughtry, to try to do it right this time around. All right, some trivia for you. Just real quick hitters.
Okay. All right.
Top three most moves. Don't look at it. Give me – I think you can get this. Give me the top three.
Top three. I'm gonna start with Rob.
That's correct.
One of the top three. Then I'm gonna go Connor.
That's also correct.
I think it's gotta be me, but it might be Sean. It is me.
It's you and Connor tied at 32.
Wow.
And Rob at 31. So there's a clear chasm between the move makers.
You can either make a lot of moves and be 8-2, not make a lot of moves, or make a lot of moves and be 5-5, and make a lot of moves and be 3-7. So it doesn't really matter what you do. It's all just luck, huh?
So you do have the move makers, who would be you, Connor, Sean, Robert, and Mike, all with somewhere between 26 and 32 moves. Me and Billy Bean fall in the middle. He has 12, I have 15. And that's pretty much his waiver pickups. I haven't traded anybody. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the few movers. So can you guess who has made the fewest amount of moves and how many moves that is?
Bradford's probably made the fewest with like two trades.
He's close. He's at 8.
Okay. Maybe Trey.
Also at 8.
Okay, last guess here. It got to be Ian, right? No,
there were 4 people left that I hadn't said. You guessed all Dang. 3 except the person. Johnny Dang. Is in first place.
Oh, that makes sense.
First place, most points, 6 moves.
He ended up having a pretty good draft. I was, you know, I thought that the Brian Robinson pick was really early.
So is Jamar.
Some of the rookie wide receivers, yeah.
Yeah.
Jamar is pretty good. He just doesn't play running back.
He's up and down. I know.
Yeah.
So really,
I tried to make a trade for Chase in another league that a large group of us are in. I offered A-Chain and Chris Godwin or some bullshit.
Oh, that's such bullshit. Why did anyone do that?
My trade calculator said it was a good deal.
Dude, fuck the trade calculator. I'm sorry. I just, and again, I go back to this all the time, but I always feel like if somebody is trying to trade me something, they're trying to get one over on me. And I think that is so true, especially with Connor.
Yeah, yeah. And I won't deny that either.
Oh, is A-Chan coming back this week? I have him on another team.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go. All right, let's get into the preview here.
All right.
Anything,
week 10.
Anything
week
before
11.
We get into week 11? I think that's about all we had to cover. Sort of status of the league.
Just wanted to shout out the points for versus point against.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was called out by Connor. Well, it was just to me and Sean, so it wasn't that much of a call out. But he said I had a horseshoe shoved up my ass. I have the third highest points scored.
I looked
so
at that this morning.
It's not like I'm getting super lucky.
Yeah.
I am a good team. I have a really good away record, 5-0.
You're in third place. If you look at the season stats, you're sitting in third, and you have the third most amount of points. I would not call that lucky at all.
Yep.
I have the fourth amount of points. You know who has the least amount of points?
Ooh, Rob.
Oh, God, that's ugly. 885.84.
It's like 200 behind me. That's like 2 games.
That's 400 behind Johnny.
Johnny's score is ridiculous.
I know.
It'd be a real shame if he couldn't win.
He also has the lowest points against.
Yeah, so that is a little bit of luck. But
I mean, you can't call this person with the most points having a horseshoe up their ass, but like, when I lost to you, that's that's unlucky.
Yeah. Right. It's unlucky, but it wasn't lucky for me.
Correct.
I had played well. It was just unlucky for you.
You played.
I was trying to explain that to another guy. I'm 8-2 in 2 leagues and 7-3 in another.
Dang.
My dynasty team sucks. And
dude, my dynasty team is so sick. Do I actually get paid out for highest points?
No, I was just pulling your leg on that one. Oh. You didn't have highest points. Oh. I said you just had the best team. You had the second highest.
I thought, I didn't even look at it.
That,
181.
And Ian, you can skip over this part, but in Dynasty, I traded Brock Purdy and your first round pick back for Trevor Lawrence, who I'm a big fan of. And
now apparently sucks.
Since I've made that trade, every tweet and every podcast is like, Trevor Lawrence kind of sucks.
So like, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that for a second because
he's never scored or
at fantasy. He's like the jury's out on a quarterback. At fantasy, he does kind of suck. He scored I saw that the most points he scored this year is 18.7.
Ugh. Yeah. There's like 12 other probably like 15 quarterbacks that have had more 19 plus games than he has. And he doesn't have one this season. He hasn't scored 19 points this season. But it's Dynasty. I'm playing the long game. You know, it's not about this next year and the year after.
I'm just so butthurt that I didn't take Stroud in Dynasty.
I know. I got Gibbs, and I was going to be disappointed if Ashley took Gibbs at 4 and Stroud fell to me at 5. I was going to be bumped, but now I'm like, what happened? Now I'm like, I wish I just offered him Purdy in a first rounder for Stroud. Like,
Ashley's
that would have been way better.
Ashley's a dude.
Yeah. But, yeah. With twins. He's a fellow dad. Oh, fellow dude. New dad.
Congrats, Ash. What's up?
Which, like, dude, have just the one. I'm like, this would be tough. Maybe the twins do everything at the same time, but imagine if they don't and you just aren't sleeping.
How it works.
It's probably pretty close because or eventually you would get them on a pattern. Like right now, there's not a pattern. It's just she needs to be fed, she needs to be changed, she needs to go to sleep. When she does that, and the order is usually in a 2 to 3 hour window, mm-hmm. but not always. So, anyways, that's my little dad rant over.
Oh, that's so cute.
Uh huh.
All right, week 11.
All right, the good stuff. This is what you've all been waiting for. Yeah. I'll put the timestamp. What are we, like an hour in?
It's
probably only been 30 minutes.
Yeah, maybe 25, 30. You take us off first. Pick a game, any game. We've got a clear matchup of the week, a clear not match of the week, matchup
yep.
of the week. Any of those other four?
I'll just start with my game since I have a bye this week. I'm playing Emer.
Good, good, good. I like it. Good start.
It could be close. The projection's 103-98. The Broncos are actually kind of good.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, Corlin Sutton, not that bad. That toe touch was pretty sick.
It was nasty.
I don't know if you saw my tweet today, but I'm kind of out on DK Metcalf. I said that he was just bulked up Gabriel Davis.
He is.
And he hasn't scored a lot of touchdowns this season. Having Logan Thomas at your tight end spot compared to TJ Hockenson, who has got to be number one at this point, right? Yeah, he's number one tight end. Dude, what a great pick. I could have picked Waller. That would have fucked me. And I took Hockenson.
Your tight end stack looks so luscious right now with T. McBride and T.
Oh, put him in the flex. Yeah.
Yeah. That looks
great. You don't see that a lot, but this season, like at the beginning of the season, people were like, God, there's no tight ends. And then all of a sudden, like Dalton Schultz, Trey McBride, there's probably some others. Logan Thomas, no, not him.
Laporta. But,
yeah, Laporta. But there's probably like 8 serviceable.
Taysom
like
Hill.
You're feeling good about starting at least 8 to 9 different tight ends, and then there's 3 that you're like, all right, I can get by with this. I'd have to go look, but it feels like there's a lot more tight ends than usual. Like never play 2 tight ends, but Trey McBride's putting up 17 with Kyler. Like, yeah, I got to give the boy a shot.
It's been a bit of a resurgence over like the last 4 or 5 weeks mm-hmm. tight end spot. I think I like you here. Although when Joe
Burrow, the Niners defense, that shit is crazy. I don't know if you watched because I had just gotten Trevor Lawrence. I was like, well, I got it. And I traded away Brock Purdy. I was like, well, got to see what this is. First drive, and it's like he's getting gobbled up. And I was like, well, I'm not going to watch all this. I saw him try to do a spin move, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? No. And that's what the podcasts and stuff are talking about. They're like, every game he's got like 1 or 2 just like bonehead plays.
Right.
He throws a good ball. Like, it looks good. His motion looks good, but – sometimes you're like, missing. What's going on up here?
There's something missing for sure.
I don't think anyone's going to be able to beat the Niners front is insane.
Yeah, because if you spin
Chase
now,
and Bosa
if you spin now, you spin back into Chase Young. Like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah. What, you can't go left, you can't go right, you can't go up the middle with Hargrave and Armstead. Like, I don't know. The Niners have to win it this year. I'm bummed I got off the bandwagon, but
They're stacked. I wish I had taken their Super Bowl odds before they beat the shit out of Jacksonville.
Right, because they were on a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah, and you knew they were going to come back. You knew they were going to get Debo, but it's just, can they stay healthy? So,
yeah.
Tough one for McCaffrey. No touchdown last week, but he'll bounce back.
Dude, and so
they tried.
Sean putting the – Sean ranking me 7th in power rankings. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Win get to 500. But he's right. McCaffrey's going to get hurt because Shanahan does bullshit. Like, yeah. Play McCaffrey with all of the backups when the game doesn't matter.
36-3.
Dude, like, what the fuck? You're trying to get your best player killed? The reason why you, like, you guys are good? What are you doing? Exactly. They deserve the injuries they get. Because he does dumb shit like that all the time. Play RG3 2 weeks after he had an ACL sprain. Yeah, smart move, guy.
All right. So I've you know what? Give me Emer here. Just mix it up. I bet you're taking you.
I'm gonna stick with me on this one.
All right, I'll pick the next game. How about me versus Bill Beam? Have you noticed who I've got starting at quarterback right now?
The GOAT, Stroud.
CJ Stroud.
And they're playing Arizona. Yeah. Dude, that could be fireworks. Kyler's kind of back. Kyler had a good game.
Dude, did you see the overhead camera view of that was
whoever
so
thought
cool.
of that was genius. I know Atlanta like was dropping the first ones, but those play.
I saw something this morning that was just like, I need a an overhead camera, but it's just of me and my buddies chilling.
Tossing stuff back and forth. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, just you know, kind of bullshitting.
Like in a couple beers.
Bullshitting around, just right over like the coffee table and whatever.
Throw the remote at somebody. Yeah, a couple of knee slaps.
You know, you're coming back from the fridge, do a little juke on the way to the couch. Hey, Brad Bird.
That's good stuff. Hey, you got Justin Jefferson in the lineup.
Hey, we got
Is
him
he back.
Back?
Oh,
got
the
him
shirt's back. On. Get the gritty.
We got him back. I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't like to get too high on my team because.
Damn, so you're just benching Jalen Hurts.
He's
There's some quarterback needy teams out there.
He's questionable. So
I traded away Jalen Hurts in the league. I had him.
Really?
Because I picked up Dak and I was like, Dak's kind of doing work. And then I traded Hurts for Ramondre and Kincaid. Kincaid's another tight end that like, and in that league, I did have Waller. And I was like, I got to get out of this shit.
Right. No, I'm going to keep Hurts. But, you know, I got to like the Stroud thing is as fun as anything in the league.
Yeah.
Right now. Like I just want to watch him throw touchdowns and I'm going to plan on doing that. So the thing that worries me is the fact that the Lions play the Bears and if they just,
his team.
Yeah. And if they just go off and it's Goff to Amon-Ra to Laporta streaking, like they're the team now that you look up and it's like swing pass 40 yards, swing pass 40 yard touchdown. Like you feel like that's happening every 5 seconds when you look up on red zone. So
what I would be worried about for you is that Shad is playing the Niners. That seems like a single digit game to me.
Dang it. But Shad is my guy. Shad. Yeah. That's my,
I traded him for a first round and I regret it. Yeah. Like he would have been nice on my team.
Yeah. So I've got a slight edge here in terms of the projections, but you can throw that away when me and Billy Beam play. So,
oh, yeah. This will be a good one. This could have been matchup of the week. He's only got 8 players. Yeah, his defense is on bye. He'll put somebody else in there. He's going to at least tie your projection.
Oh, no, he'll be beating it. There's play a defense that is projected 3.5. All right. Well, hey, we'll see. Should be a good game. If I can get to 7-4, man, just give me that. Give me that win because I finish against you, Trey, and Johnny. And
that's a gauntlet.
Yeah, that's not fun.
If you can stay 500, you'll feel good. Yeah, this is kind of a must win. Should have been game of the week, but
we've got
a couple in there.
I need a dub here, and then I need to beat one of you guys so I can go 8-6. That's what I'm thinking because I'll lose to like I'll go 1-2.
Hopefully. You'll get one of them. Yeah. Right.
Hopefully I can get one of them, but I need
you'll probably beat me. My luck's going to run out eventually.
We'll see.
So I'm going to take Bill Beam because I would hate to see Justin Jefferson in the playoffs. So it's kind of better for me if you're not there.
Exactly.
No offense.
None taken.
Who are you taking?
Me.
Okay. Let's do Sean and Trey's matchup.
Let's do it.
A battle of ballers.
Whoa. Oh, okay. I've never seen the red in a projection, but Trey's just got a bunch of guys on bye.
Yeah.
And he's
– And Derek Carr. Well, he's on bye, but
– Oh, he'll
– Yeah, this is a – this would be a game that Sean should win and then put himself in the mix for the division or at least the playoffs at 5-6. And we'll talk more on that with our next matchup, but we'll finish this one up. What's Trey going to do here? I don't know if Higgins is going to come back. Obviously, Mahomes, right?
Mahomes.
I guess he has to play Josh Kelly. Or Kieran Williams might be back off IR. That would be kind of big.
Nico Collins might be back too, because Noah Brown's not projected that many points, and he like.
So would, they're thinking that he will be back.
I
Nico's was like an ankle thing.
Yeah, it says out, but mm-hmm. that was again for last week. Mm-hmm. So, and then he needs a tight end, Cole Kmet.
He's got Cole Kmet, who's pretty good, serviceable, Like like I've been saying, there's a few of them out there.
Definitely serviceable.
Sean Steem is also decent. Josh Dobbs is an interesting choice, but Trevor sucked. So
Josh Dobbs is a fun choice. That's that's.
Did you see that TikTok?
Yeah.
Of that was a good one.
He's nice. I also love CD. I mean, he's had a ball
amazing stretch, season. Do you remember when you had CD on your dynasty team?
Yeah, I do.
Doesn't it suck looking back at, like, I used to have Keenan Allen last year.
Yeah, and you thought
he
was damaged goods, who was about to be washed up soon. Turns out he's still sick.
This is probably his last year.
No, it's not.
He had 40. He had 40 in PPR last week.
He had an awesome game. So CD is going to be in Charlotte. It's supposed to be, let's see. I think good weather.
Dak's going to go off.
Sunday. Oh, sunny, high 62. I mean, that is 11.
Can Carolina score 7 points against the Dallas defense? No. So not just like two field. Let's put it at 10. Can they score 10? You don't think they can do 7?
I think they can. Wow, dude, I don't know. They stink.
I mean, they had that punt return.
Right.
So
how about this?
Crazy stuff can happen.
Can their offense score 10?
No way.
No.
Can they score 7?
I think Eddie Pinheiro.
3 field goals. Loser.
I think they have a better chance at touchdowns than field goals, and they are the saddest franchise in the league.
Oh, dude.
It's
Did you hear Scott Fitter? He was like, we don't expect to pick in the top 10 again. It's like, yeah, no shit. You don't have a first-round pick, idiot.
You should expect to pick in the top 33.
Yeah.
Jeez. It's so bad.
What a wreck.
They had this March on Mint. Have you heard
about that.
So
yeah.
That was, I don't know. Maybe.
Do you think it was a big turnout?
No.
What are they asking for? Depper to sell the team?
Yeah, I don't know. The goal for the March on Mint.
What's crazy? Matt Rhule was a better coach than what's this guy's name?
Frank Reich.
Yeah.
Horrible.
That's so embarrassing. The guy spit up franchise. On his poncho, his smock.
Directionless franchise. Wow. Hapless. So. Who knows? Maybe Hopkins can find some magic with Will Levis. Sean's definitely got the CD and DeAndre stack is still
pretty cool.
That's still pretty.
That's a cool stack. Yeah. I'll take Sean in this. I would also like Trey to lose. So
I know, but you know, like
Trey, he never does.
He just doesn't.
And he already lost last week. No way he puts two back-to-back bad performances.
No. Manager like that? Hell no. All right, let's go to, we got London on the bench versus.
Wait, I thought that was okay. I'm with you. Sorry. Yeah. This is kind of an important matchup.
This is an important matchup. This is the best name matchup.
Should we call this the linchpin matchup?
Why?
Like, if it gets pulled, a lot is riding on this matchup. If Connor loses, there's like four teams that are 5 and 6 potentially.
Oh.
And then that's the sixth seed.
All right.
And if you pull this pin, someone's likely to blow up.
Okay. Fair enough. Should we call it the brass tacks matchup?
You'll have to explain that one to me.
Do you know the history of the phrase brass tacks?
No, I don't.
It's actually not.
Because I hardly use it.
A lot of people, I don't use it ever, but I just learned the history of it once. I thought it was kind of interesting. Back when they used to measure cloth in textile mills, if they just needed to eyeball something, they could be like, oh, okay, here, you know, this is about 6 feet. But when they needed it exact, they had two tacks in the wall that were the exact, say, 6 feet apart. And they'd hang it up. And so when it's getting down to brass tacks, that means you have to do it exactly, specifically.
No bullshit here.
Kind of interesting. I thought it was like an accounting thing, but it's not that kind of tax.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to remember any of that, but thanks. I can go back and listen to it on pod. So
welcome. Everything's available on Spotify. So
Ian has a 1.5 lead.
All right.
Talk about service tight end. David Njoku and Kate Otten.
Nuke. That's my guy.
Nuke is my guy.
Dude, how about
the
a breakout?
Baby bottles are Nuke. I've been meaning to send a picture to the group of the baby using Nuke bottles and say she's a big David Njoku fan.
Oh, is that a brand of like a baby brand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
NUK. Yep.
I love it. So I feel like since like Nuke has really like come on since you mistook him for DeAndre Hopkins on the name front. And I mean, he burned his face, rolled up in the sickest mask ever. And then he's been balling out and, you know, has a nice connection with the Nasty Man. So that's something. Give me this. Give me your two keys to the game on Connor's side and give me your two keys to the game on Ian's side.
Number one, is Devon Achane actually going to play? Right. Joe Mixon, not a bad, you know, backup to go with.
Hell no.
Obviously, like, I'm shocked that Connor is 5-5.
I can't
because
believe
he's had Tyreek Hill and AJ Brown for the majority of the season.
I don't.
And
understand.
He's added Devontae Adams. Yeah. What? So anytime, like, he should win every game, but he hasn't. I don't know, like, if he has a horseshoe up his ass and it's causing luck to go the opposite way, but
dude,
I don't know
Connor's,
why, but he just, like, can't.
Joe Mixon, DJ Moore, Chris Godwin, and Najee
his bench,
Harris would be, start,
his bench
would be
is
starting
than,
for a lot of teams. And Geno, like, that's insane.
So that does, you know, when you look at your team, you're like, all right, these are my starters.
Right.
I know that this is who I have to start. And then maybe there's one or two people you have to decide with. But like his flex spot, he has three or four people he has to decide from. His RB2 spot, he's got two or three guys to decide from.
His
and
flex
that
spot,
would be a nightmare to me.
Devontae Adams, Joe Mixon, DJ Moore, or Najee Harris. Those have all been first or second round picks in the last.
And Chris years. Godwin usually has
right.
a high floor, so you can go there.
Exactly. Like if you know you need 10. If you need 10 points, put him in there. Gosh, yeah. Looking at that team, it's just like hard to imagine them losing.
But also, I see the brain pretzel that you're in looking at that team, like, who do I start?
Right. And
so a little sympathy, but not much.
Not much. But we gave him all that crap for DJ Moore, but like that shit has to weigh on
that
you.
That was so funny.
Oh my gosh. That was yeah.
Who do you think on his bench goes off? I'm gonna bet that this is not Najee. That's Cleveland's tough out. I could see Geno having more points than Tua, and I could see Mixon having more points than David Montgomery or Achane.
I have a pick. I think Chuba Hubbard runs wild. Carolina covers the spread, and Vegas makes up all the money that they've been losing this season with every single person in America taking the Cowboys -9.5. Why is it that low? Because Chuba Hubbard's going to run amok. That's why
that'd
it's that
nuts,
low. Chuba Hubbard was at the March on Mint, and he's about to make it happen.
Dude, if he breaks 50 rushing yards, that's like, I don't know what his prop is, but
I might have to take that just for the bit.
Just for the bit. All right, on Ian's side, Ian's keys are definitely Lamar, and they're playing Chicago. No, they're playing
the
Cincinnati. Oh, that's Thursday. That's a good game. We've got a good Thursday, and we've got a great Monday night game.
And everything in between.
It's
football.
Yeah, I like Devin Singletary. He's come on strong. The Texans are not into Damian Pierce. That ship sailed quickly. Garrett Wilson, like, still gets buckets.
He does.
You know?
He does. So that's going
to
be.
And Mike Evans is a big play waiting to happen. I mean, the Niners' weakness is the secondary. So if Baker can just scramble an inch or two away from Bosa and Chase, then make a play.
Right.
That might be the only touchdown on the day. But
yeah, but Mike Evans is going to get his. This is a good matchup. So we're
sneaky
calling
good play. Sneaky good play. Chiefs defense
against
the Eagles.
Because they're the
Eagles are a little bit beat up, especially if Hurts gets. I would hate for this to happen if he got knocked out of the game or something. You know,
right.
He's already got the Q tag on him. But
right. Well, they might be limited. It might just be like a little bit of a like a lower scoring game, which raises.
I could see it being a defensive battle. Yeah.
Right. And Hurts has been error prone this year, straight up.
Yeah.
So I think, I like the Chiefs D play there. And you just, you know, we're not going to know the outcome of this matchup until until Monday.
If McPherson has a big game Thursday, I think it's over. If Pearson gets 15,
that's my bit.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal that from you. Were you going right there? Was that your next?
No, I wasn't even going to go there. It's been the pod of beating dead horses. I thought that one had already been sufficiently whacked.
I'm taking Ian.
I got Ian.
All right, I'll take Connor just to be nice.
All right, I'll stick with Ian.
So not game of the week.
The not game of the week is,
which definitely looks like the game of the week,
but it's not. It's 50-50 highest point total. It's not game of the week.
And that's Bradford built on shoddy ankles versus Johnny's make Jamaica grit again.
Big game.
Johnny is leading the division based on points, and you're leading your division based on points, but
record wise, all tied up. We've got our division leaders here.
Division leaders.
Right. So,
and what a matchup.
I mean,
Herbert versus Allen, Barkley versus Gibbs, Javonte versus Big Hat Bob,
Amari Cooper, Jamar Chase, Tank Dell
versus Thielen. I would not play Thielen.
Who would you play?
I don't want to tell him, Pickens? But I know exactly who I would play. I want to play Pickens.
Or Zay Flowers.
Yeah, got to play Zay Flowers.
Yeah.
People don't know this, but Zay Flowers is leading the team on routes run. He's getting good targets. They're just not connecting. He should have had a touchdown this past week. I've got him in another league, so I'm well aware of his talent.
No, his,
I've been paying attention.
He jumps off the screen if you watch him. Like, you can tell. Like, at first this season, because I have Odell, I haven't played him that much. But I'm like kind of looking around. It's like, okay, is that Odell?
Watching the games.
Nelson Aguilar. And you kind of get, it's hard to tell. I don't know if they have similar jersey numbers, but like Flowers.
They all wear purple.
I know. Flowers. All black. Flowers just jumps off the screen because he's so damn quick. He does like, there's only a few players in the league like that do the Tyreek thing where they get it like on say a crossing route, and almost their first move is backwards, right? To like get like a little bit, get a yard of space, and then they're gonna go.
Yeah.
I just shifted backwards in my seat just to help illustrate that point to all those.
To beat more dead horses, who do we like at tight end?
Wow.
You guys are definitely serviceable.
What a matchup.
Kelsey Kittle.
Kirk Mostert. But still, that's like your sixth best matchup of the entire matchup.
All right, let's just run it down since this is not matchup of the week, but we'll do it real quick. Who are you taking, Herbert or Allen?
Herbert versus the Packers.
Same. Barkley versus Gibbs.
Gibbs.
Against Chicago, I agree. Javonte versus Brian Robinson.
Javonte.
That one's tough.
He looked pretty good. He looked pretty good last night.
He does look good. He's on my dynasty team. So is Gibbs.
Yeah.
Dude, I got a sick I don't have it yet, but I bought a Gibbs assigned Alabama card of his. Yeah.
That's gonna be worth something.
Yeah. Well, on eBay it was worth like 30 or 40 bucks. So.
And you play the game that, you know, hopefully he becomes the guy.
The greatest.
And then
he's going to surpass. Who's that really good Lions running back?
Barry Sanders.
He's going to surpass him.
We'll see. Then it might be worth 45.
Yep.
All right. And then once you factor in shipping, that's a $2 profit. Okay.
All right. So Cooper versus Chase.
Jamar Chase.
Yeah, that's an easy one. But Pitt's secondary is also really bad. And maybe Minka is still out. I think Minka was out last game.
Ooh, true.
So we could see. And usually Amari Cooper last year, it was like when he's at home, he's a lot better. And they're at home for this game. So just something to watch. Tank Dell versus Adam Thielen. I think we both agree Tank Dell. I fucking hate Adam Thielen. I hate him because I've been off the Adam Thielen train for 2 years, and both years he's been good. This year he's even better than last year when I was like, why did Billy Beane pick him like sixth round?
I have a question. Does Adam Thielen kind of look like Malin?
I got to pull up his whole thing now. Never thought about this.
Like a little?
Kind of.
Same facial hair maybe? Same face shape.
Little, yeah, the facial hair is definitely like it's patchy and not like
not all like it's sort of dirty
in different
blonde.
colored hair. Yeah,
Right.
different than like normal hair color. I see it.
Okay. Just a thought.
He's having a baby.
Wow.
His wife is.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Crazy.
Good to know. That is the wife. Now, congratulations to Malin.
All right. Travis Kelce or Kittle?
Kittle.
Yeah, Kelsey's kind of been down.
Yeah.
It just depends if Taylor's there. He seems distracted.
She's gonna be.
On Monday night, she's like paid by the league to be there.
In Philly, her and Donna Kelce, like she's literally gonna be in a box with like Barack Obama, Roger Goodell, Donna Kelce.
No one will notice the rest of the
LeBron James, Kim Jong-un, like all of the Trump, Biden,
all world leaders.
Yeah, exactly. Tiger Woods.
That being said, I got to go Kelce in this matchup.
Yeah, I think I might take that back and go Kelce. I think that the Dolphins could go crazy this week.
Yeah.
And I think it's Mostert over.
Vegas is playing inspired ball.
Yeah.
They just suck. So,
you know, what can you do?
Two wins in a row, that's really kind of pressing your luck, I'd say.
This defensive matchup could set records. You've got the Bills D versus the Jets, and you've got the Cowboys.
And they need to
D,
set a tone.
The Cowboys D versus the Panthers. That might be the only matchup I like better than Bills D versus the Jets. Though the Bills D hasn't been good, but it's the Jets.
But playing Wilson will get you some points.
Right.
That was a pretty heady play by me to go Chargers again and drop 26.
See? Heady guy.
Heady guy. Then it all comes down to kickers. Dicker. Bradford has three open bench spots. What are we doing, Bradford? Come on.
What?
What?
What? Bradford.
You better have some waiver picks in tonight, man. I guess we won't know. We'll have the pot out tomorrow, but if your team still has three empty,
what are we
you're
doing?
You're going for a division, man. You're going for the division.
If I lose to this guy now, I'm going to feel like crap.
You just got to start nine guys. What do you need a bench for?
Fair. Connor needs to just send him some bench guys for his bench.
Yeah, just so that he could pick up more people on free agents.
My word. All right. So I need Johnny to run away with this thing and for everybody else to lose.
I need Bradford to win this so that I can take the top spot. That'd be very cool. So
give me John.
I'm taking Brad.
Wow.
Good luck.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Here it is, matchup of the week. What a joke.
This matchup sucks so much worse.
They have a combined 5-15 record.
We have Walking on the Sun at 3-7, Robert Mallory versus B.
Does he have anything about the sun yet?
I have no idea. He's never had him on Rob. Like, why is that a thing?
Poor Trevor Lawrence. Like, I could almost see that one.
I'm just happy he has a name. The bar is so low for what I expect from Rob creatively. I think everyone knows that. So yeah, versus Mike at 2-8.
What is this quarterback matchup? No wonder these guys suck.
Versus his Baker Mayfield. Oh, Bijan's on bye too.
This is rough.
This is
Jonathan Taylor's on bye.
All right, let's do this.
This isn't good.
Wait, Rob is starting the Panthers D versus Dallas.
He's going to change that. Waivers are going to run tonight. He's going to pick up. Because he makes moves. He is going to try. He doesn't want to come in last. I know. He definitely doesn't want to do a health blog. So he's going to try to win this. Absolutely. Even though I said he could do financial health or stock health, whatever.
Mike could do that too.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want. Just put it on Instagram so we can see it forever.
Exactly. All right. Let's say one nice thing about each team. I'll go first.
Put it on YouTube and just send it to us. And if somebody ever searches it, who gives a shit that it gets an extra view? It hits 13, like our fucking podcast. Like,
yeah,
you don't have to. I'm cool with putting it on YouTube. If he does a minute on YouTube, just so that it's there forever. Versus,
I think that's totally fair. Yeah. Now that we're thinking about it, I think I care more about the effort that goes into it.
Yes.
Versus everyone
who sees it. Everyone's seeing it. And because the fact that I can watch it again. I want to be able to watch it again. I want to show my daughter in 15 years when I hand down this team and say, look, what could happen if you come in last? You have to do a 1-minute health vlog for 30 days. And she'll be like, I'm not doing your stupid fucking fantasy, Dad. Get out of my face. Can I borrow the car?
Dad, your Jahmyr Gibbs card isn't worth fucking shit.
I want to go to college.
That's not going to pay for anything. I think.
All right. What do we even like here? Kenneth Walker. That is kind of a good matchup.
Yeah. I'm assuming that
Pollard has been so disappointing.
I'm assuming that Rob plays Cooper Kupp. And you'll have him versus Puka Nacua. And who can score more touchdowns? That should be a fun game. Rams, Seahawks.
That should be a high point total because their defenses aren't that good. All right, there's something here. Dalton Schultz. Arizona, I can see some points coming. Your boy Stroud's going to toss it to him some more.
Yeah.
Mark Andrews, you know, these are both very serviceable tight ends. Mm-hmm. One more than the other. Keenan Allen, he's got that Q beside him because he's questionably old.
Good one.
Zach Charbonnet, you think he's going to break out at any point?
Let's see. No, looking at his picks, I don't. We got 1.1, 4.0, 5.0, 4.5, 2.9, 7.4, 1.8.
If Mike wanted to get ballsy, he could go Charbonnet to be like, hey, Ken Walker sucks, and it's Zach Charbonnet time, and I'm going to play him, and then it's like double the damage because I played the guy that's better than the guy that you're playing.
I do feel a little bad for Mike. Pollard has not been it.
Yep. We talked about the Ringer, podcast.
They all put him as the number
one. They're like, this is the best pick. This is the best pick you could have in the draft.
Right.
And it's been awful.
Yeah. Terrible. So I'm thinking, you know what? Give me Mike here because, Mike, it's not over. We have a month left to play in the regular season and a lot to play for.
I got to go Rob here because I really don't think he would do this punishment and then he'd be out of the league and that would be sad.
That would be sad. Do the punishment. Whoever loses this game. We're just forgetting about Evan.
It seems like he's forgotten about us, to be honest.
Yeah, what the hell?
I know it's only been a couple weeks.
But it stings.
Four unanswered?
That's a lot.
Four no responses.
That's a lot.
One's a trade offer.
Ooh.
Mostly talking shit, but I think I'd get something.
Yeah, you have to know if it's you might be talking shit.
Yeah, comes with territory.
It does.
All right, well, that's our matchups. Turned out to be an hour long pod. We're gonna cut out that little bit about the cats. Maybe we'll leave it in.
I think we can cut the cats, or we can leave it. It's Tuesday, man. Now I feel like usually we record Thursday nights. Now I feel like it should be Friday tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have some adjusting.
That's a little bit of a bummer.
But hey, you know, when you got a baby, every day is Monday.
Pretty much.
Just kidding. Congratulations on bringing life into this world.
Appreciate it.
Well, gentlemen and ladies, gentlemen, all of our listeners, thanks for sticking with us. Hopefully you enjoyed the not matchup of the week as well as the matchup of the week. And we'll talk to you soon. Can't promise next week. Can promise before the end of the regular season.
Keep it real, guys. Go win some games.
Peace and love.